Is that what a woo girl is?
A woo! Woo! A yeah, woo girl. I love that. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the very first episode of the Half Hour Happy Hour Ladies Night. Woo! I'm Alison Hayslip.
I am Maud Garrett, and for the next 30-ish minutes or so, we're going to be talking news and sipping booze.
Yes, close enough.
This is my first
Nailed
episode.
It. Nailed it.
What are we doing?
And with us, as always, to keep some consistency is White Wine Mandango himself, Tom Krajewski.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, ladies.
Hi, Tom.
Welcome to Ladies Night.
I know. I like this Ladies
I like
Night
picture
already.
You being the bouncer with the guest list.
Yes.
Yeah. If only I knew how to fight.
We're the only two
tough.
Allowed in.
Yeah.
It's just Maud and I, and we have our own VIP section.
That's it.
And we're like,
hi. We've got microphones all of a sudden, too. Oh, my God. It's Ladies Night.
What? Wow. 2019, you guys. We did it. We made it.
Crazy. Yeah.
Everyone survived 2018.
Totes.
Yeah.
Can you remember a year ago, though, like, you know, what your big ventures were, what your attitude was?
I remember the first of 2018, I woke up so hungover. Just because the New Year's party I'd been to the night before, I was going to leave at midnight. I ended up not leaving till like 4:30 in the morning.
That's my girl.
And then I woke up, and I had already decided to do Dry January last year. But I remember waking up and being like, "Thank God, thank God," because it was also just a really shitty way to start a year. To wake up feeling that way, you
was
know,
not at all. I remember I got to a party a little bit too late, and everyone was already obliterated.
Oof.
And you have that choice and the fork in the road. And you go, I can either join them and I can drink half of that bottle of vodka and be there in like 17 seconds.
Yeah.
Or I could just have a drink and then go.
Yeah.
And that's what I did.
Wait, was that this year for this new?
No,
that was the
one
that
just
was
passed.
The, oh, yeah. Oh, my God. When can I talk about this year's New Year's
talk
party?
Talk about this New Year's.
I went to Edgar Wright's party.
What?
Yeah,
what?
No,
what?
Edgar Wright, the director of movies like Hot Fuzz and Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah, that's the World's End, one of my favorite.
No bigs, but he follows me on Twitter.
He's actually really great.
I know.
He's a really, really good guy. And
that's cool.
He loves a party. Loves a party.
That's awesome.
And there was like my two highlight moments was that I got to rescue Sarah Silverman from a conversation she didn't want to be in.
Oh my gosh, that's great.
And there was a moment when it was Sarah and John Hamm and my friend Alicia and I were just having a conversation.
Yes.
And somehow it got on to the point where John Hamm goes, "So I guess you could say I killed Prince."
What?
And I was like, and that is my New Year's just soundbite that will live with me forever.
Forever and ever.
Yeah.
Tom, what did you do?
I went to a party downtown LA on the rooftop of somebody's agent's building. It was great. It was just cold. But it was a good time. You know, they had a live DJ and big dance floor, free booze. Ooh. It was great. Stayed out until, you know, 2-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
How was the hangover, though? Because I had a brutal one.
Oh, did you this year?
Really? I rarely get hangovers.
Oh,
we'll teach
stop
you
bragging. Stop bragging.
I'll teach you
You can leave.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I did not get hungover.
Okay,
that's
so
amazing.
But let's hear yours.
When you turn 30, your hangovers go from one day to 2 days.
Oh, yes.
Well, 40, Mud.
And the first day is agony.
Oh my gosh.
You don't leave the bed.
You can't do anything. You honestly think like you're never going to be healthy again.
But also the only cure is something dripping with fat.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so you're just kind of indulging that while sweating the booze you drank.
It's almost like I've earned this pizza.
Yeah.
When you haven't earned it.
I can't hate myself any more than I do right now. And then the next day you wake up, you're like, oh, whew, glad I got over that. And then all of a sudden you're sad. Or you just got this random headache.
Yeah, it definitely has a much bigger effect on your mood.
Yeah.
Like all of a sudden your emotions come into play way more than they did in your 20s. And you're like, wait, what is this feeling? Oh, shame. Yeah. Oh, that's what that is.
This should have stopped by now.
Yeah.
I drank for 3 hours and I've been sad for like 40.
I like how you said you went to the New Year's Eve party. Like, I can either choose to drink half a bottle of vodka or not.
Yeah.
She belongs in the show.
Oh, clearly.
Welcome.
Claiming she can drink half a bottle of vodka.
We obviously made the correct decision when our previous co-host,
I know.
Do we even speak of him anymore?
Hey.
No.
The hair that shall not be named.
I think one of the first times I ever met Alex.
Alex, I love you and I miss you.
I know, we do miss Alex.
I think one of the first times I ever met him, I was like, oh my God, you look like a character on Snowboard Kids 64.
On what?
Do you guys remember?
Oh, yes,
kids.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, you're totally right. I will say,
what is a snowboarder?
What is very adorable is Alex and Tom and I have had a text thread going on for the last 4 years, you know, arranging times for whatever and blah, blah, blah. And Alex, we're recording this currently on a Sunday, but Alex texted us yesterday on Saturday, which is when we normally record. And he was like, thinking about you guys today. I hope your first record was fun. And we were like, oh, Alex, we're doing it tomorrow, but that's so sweet.
Thanks, Papa L. Oh, that's really lovely. Oh, now I have to be really nice.
No. No, you don't.
No, his hair does make him look like an animated figure.
Yeah,
that's
amazing. I tried to braid my hair
today. Oh, it looks very braided.
Yes, you did. No, I think you succeeded. Yeah. That looks like a successful braid.
Do you know what this is?
What?
I don't want to wash my hair.
Oh my gosh, that's what I did all holiday break.
And I'm not a
break.
Beanie girl. No.
Oh, I'm a beanie girl.
I know you're a beanie girl. And the whole time I was threading my hair, I was like, why can't I be a beanie girl like Allison?
I wear a lot of beanies. I look good in beanies. Oh, most of the time it's because I don't wash my hair.
This is the thing I was worried about with ladies' night. We're already talking about beauty and hair.
Okay, we'll stop.
Let's talk about penises. Come on, guys. Yeah. Something I got.
That's still kind of ladies' night.
Yeah, right. Let's not talk about
it. We talk about dicks.
Oh, wait. I do have to say, I do have a good hair story, but it's not like, oh, a beauty story.
Is it hair or is it her?
Her. No, it's hair.
Oh, okay.
So wait, last time we all saw each other was Drunksmith. Yeah. And then I went on that road trip with my friend Lily for Mini Cooper, which was super fun. We ran all around Southern California. It was great. And then Lily and I got back from that road trip on the 20th. The evening of the 20th, which was that Thursday. And then the morning of the 21st was when I was flying back east. Ooh. And I had an 8:30 a.m. flight where I was supposed to land in Newark at like 5 p.m. and I was supposed to be at a holiday party in Brooklyn at 7:30 p.m. So my idea was like, get off the plane, go straight to my brother's place, shower, do my hair, makeup, get over to Brooklyn. I'll probably be there about 7:38. Like, perfect, right? Well, I get to the airport and of course my flight's delayed an hour and a half. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to be cutting real close. I'll just be a little late, whatever. We board, and right before they shut the doors, they get word that our flight's being delayed another hour.
What?
Because it's all weather-related stuff. So they didn't close the door to the plane, because that way they were like, people are welcome to get back off and wait in the terminal if they want to, so you're not like just stuck sitting on a plane. Well, I had already been upgraded to first class, so I didn't feel the need to get off the plane, but I also was like, okay, now my flight's not landing till 7. I was like, how do I shave off time on the other end so I can get to this party as soon as possible? And I was like, ooh, my curling iron is in my carry-on bag. Maybe I can do my hair right now while the plane's still on the ground.
Because it's plugs for charging phones.
Well, so that's what I went into the bathroom to see if there was an outlet, and there's not one. And I come out, and the flight attendant's like, can I help you with something? And I was like, I was just seeing if there's an outlet in the bathroom. She's like, oh, there's not. What do you need? And I was like, well, I explained to her the situation. I'm like, I have this party that I have to get to, and now that we're getting in so late, I was just thinking maybe I could save 20 minutes by doing my hair right now while we're still on the ground. She's like, oh, come to the back of the plane with me. There's an outlet in the back. And I'm like, oh,
back?
So
she
let me go all the way to the back of the plane where the flight
with
attendants
the
hang out. With the peasants. No, where the flight attendants hang out. And there's an outlet back there. And I literally did my hair looking in the reflection of a coffee pot. That was how I did my hair.
Well,
all the flight attendants are all chatting over there, and I'm just like doing my hair in the reflection. And they're like, you're really good at this. I'm like, it's like muscle memory. Like, you do your hair enough times. And so I had to do like a big shout out to the Alaska Airlines flight attendants on Twitter, because I was like, you guys just saved me like a solid 20 minutes when you're running late is a good 20 minutes. And I was like, done.
So the couple of times I've been super fortunate enough to get into business class. I mean, it's never really for me. It's because they hired someone else who requested it and they didn't do it. And so I kind of got it. Like, that's how that works. I get
it.
Sloppy seconds is like how I have forged and established my career.
Hey, take it.
And every perk.
Any way you can get it.
But I feel like there's about three different types of people in first class, in business class. You've got the businessman who snores really loudly.
Oh, yes. And they're always in suits, and you're like, why do you wear suits on planes?
And they take up a lot of their space. Like, like they get very comfortable, and they treat it like their office or their lounge room.
Right.
But I once had to ask a flight attendant to check on a man because I was actually convinced he was going to choke on his tongue and die.
No.
Oh, God.
Really?
And then you've got... the older couple that are, you know, they've retired and they are traveling the world.
Like they are splurging by going into first class. Yes.
And they're either so used to this because they've been doing this for a while or they're still quite new at it and it's super exciting. Mm-hmm. And then I think you've got the Allisons.
Oh, the Mies.
Where the greatest of first class passengers.
No one knew you as a person. And all they heard was, I have to get my hair done before I go to a party.
Yes.
And you're in first class. It's this kind of girl that I've seen in first class before I was sat next to. It's the track pant, top and bottom matching.
Well, not matching, but...
With the nails and the hair and the wake up every morning to your Kim Kardashian mantra, you know, shrine. And the first class
is... So for none of this is like me, except for getting my hair done.
But that's what I imagine. Like, imagine, like, this is the context. That's all someone has to go on.
Yeah.
And it's like, and that fits into the one of three types of people.
It is funny because I always feel like when I... Because I've talked about this on the show a lot, but I'm gold status on Alaska, which means I get upgraded to first class quite frequently. And I always feel like when I get upgraded, people are like, I don't understand why you're in first class. Because I'm always in, like, just ratty jeans and a t-shirt and no makeup. Like, I don't look like I'm on my way to anything that would earn me first class.
Right.
And people just don't understand that I just fly all the fucking time.
Yeah.
We've actually spent a lot of time talking about that. It's like you're kind of cracking the system a little bit.
Yeah.
And it's exciting and exhilarating, but it's like, it's also really sad because it's like, I've flown
so much.
And I've done the economy so much that I've actually earned enough points to get slight perks. And then when you get it, you're like, I don't feel like I earned it. It's like, we did. We did like 55 flights in the last year. We earned it. But yeah, that's status feeling. Like it's really bougie.
I know.
Never done first class, guys.
Never, ever?
No. And I don't really fly much.
Oh, Tom, we gotta figure out how to remedy that.
You need like a sugar daddy.
Figure out how to
remedy sugar daddy.
But I mean, I don't pay for it. You know, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
I just realized we have a giant box on the floor that we have to get to.
We have two presents that are left over from Drunksmith.
Yeah. So two gifts arrived after we recorded Drunksmith. So we're sorry to those people, but we're gonna open them up right now.
Let's open one.
This one is
take a break and open the other one.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you want to do the big one first?
Yeah, I think so.
There's a big one and a small one.
Never mind. Let's do the small one. I feel like this is going to get complicated and we'll do it during the break.
Oh, this is
What's
an easy one.
What
it's,
is it?
There's three copies.
Brilliant.
Of Teen Titans Go!
Stop!
To the movies. To the movies. The...
Did I talk about how good of a movie this was?
Yes.
What happened?
That's awesome. Yeah, it's so good. Who's this from? Is there a note?
Gonna be...
Get the note.
This is
so good.
Here, that's right here. You guys
want to
read it?
It's an upbeat, inspirational song about life.
Hi, Alex, Super Tom Volcano, and hi, Allison.
Oh, hi. Who's this from?
Oh, hey, guys.
Is that Alex enough? What if I'm trying to be Alex right now?
David.
Hey, hi, David. Yeah.
Hi, Allison. Okay. Enjoy Teen Titans Go movie. Use the digital code if you don't have a player. So, from David Pick, a longtime listener and guy who sent Lego pop-up book two Drunksmithes ago. Thanks, David. Dude,
that's
this movie.
Sweet.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Well, Maude, I think you get to decide if you want to keep Teen Titans Go since you're here or if you would like us to deliver it to Alex.
Well, it's not mine.
Well, I know, but you're the one who's here now.
I mean,
you know
I'm
what?
Taking over.
Let's not tell Alex that we got it.
He's so going to listen to this the first episode, surely. And he's listening to you guys. You're like, nah, done. All his presents are yours now.
Alex, you can borrow mine.
Yeah,
you
got to
get back that same day.
That's hilarious. Should we take a quick break?
Let's
and
take
I'll
a quick
figure
break.
Out this big one and then we'll come back. Okay, we're back, and there is a massive gift in front of me. It has a card, 4-H crew, but it looks like he attempted to write crew, and then he scribbled it down, and he said, sorry, I've been drinking, which makes me really excited for whatever.
Nice.
Does that mean they packed it drunk?
Maybe.
Ooh,
it's all the Peanuts characters. Oh, this is a whole thing. Okay, this is from Brandon. Oh, Bishwitty. We've heard from a lot before. Mary Drunks was HHHH crew. Your winemaker friend, Brandon, here.
Yeah.
Hello, Allison. Hi. Bringing tidings of drinks and joy to you. Hopefully this package gets to you this year. Sorry, no one signed for the wine last year, so I've smuggled it along with some goodies this year. While Napa might have a lame train, lame train. Oh, Paso Robles has me and a plane to... a place to record an episode of the show in a winery. So come and visit.
Yes.
I mean, listen.
This is the best first episode ever.
I wouldn't mind going to Paso Robles and recording an episode.
We're doing it.
Anyway, enjoy my wine and favorite source and
sure.
random good. Seasonal candies. Looking forward to hearing Drunksmith this year. I have to give Brandon a shout out because he wrote this whole thing in cursive. That's, and no wow. one writes in
is
cursive.
My, is Brandon my dad?
Anymore. And then he wrote, drink a drink of drunks, make a joyful belch, everyone. Let everyone rejoice. P.S. Love that you're on Starburns now.
Woo.
Oh, hashtag six seasons in a movie. Yeah, Starburns. Yay. We're here and we're recording in the fancy studio. Okay, so Brandon sent us.
My goodness.
A camo Santa hat.
Love it. In case you're, you know,
some
hunting.
Some plastic Christmas lights.
Festive hunting.
Yeah.
Reese's peanut butter tree.
Yes, the best.
What the fuck is this? Pumpkin spice kettle corn?
What?
Well, I don't
love
know.
It.
That just, I think that went way too basic.
I like that we're celebrating Christmas
there's,
all over
I know. There's nice. Some garlic rye chips.
Perfect.
Some peeps. Like holiday.
I've got a problem with
oh,
peeps.
There were hats for each of us.
Oh,
the other one's a princess tiara. Hat. Oh, and you were totally the Bah Humbug hat.
What? No.
Yeah.
No, I got the camo hat because I'm...
Like, peeps is just chemicals, isn't it? That's yeah. shaped like a duck.
Tasty, tasty chemicals.
Okay. Oh, this is the wine. This well, is what he was talking about.
Okay.
Oh, let me have this it. This was the wine.
Oh, my gosh. You need
oh,
a
my
knife.
Gosh.
Wow, you guys.
You want me to open that?
My palms are sweating.
Yeah, Tom, I am passing this off to you. Here's
Mom's
the thing.
Spaghetti.
I already decided to do dry January again, so I'm not going to be able to drink this until after my birthday.
Oh, no.
I know.
Oh.
Gosh darn it.
What if there's none left by then?
Maud's like, I'm happy to help out.
I'm nursing a broken heart, so you're screwed.
No. What? Maud.
I got dumped on Christmas Eve.
No, you did
what?
Not.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Why is this just coming out now?
Yeah.
Now I feel like an asshole. I'm your friend. I should have known this.
Yeah, like I want to tell you that.
On Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Oh, my
Three
God.
Bottles.
Oh, we
makes
each get.
The wine less.
Oh, well, now we
no,
know.
No, I need it more.
Oh, gee. Is this something
I'm
we talk
wine
about?
Wine now.
Is this something we talk about or no? Do we not talk about this?
Is this that thing where it's like, okay, this is what happens. This is my dating life summarized completely. I project wife vibes. People can picture settling down with me.
Oh.
And that freaks the hell out of them.
Yeah.
And they run.
Oh, because they picture that they can do it and they're like, I'm not ready to do it.
Yeah.
But are you feeling that then? You're saying you project it, but not on purpose?
No, I didn't. I never really
I mean,
was
it's
on
not
purpose.
On purpose. It's just the type of person you are. Right?
I mean, I like snacks in Ziploc bags all of a sudden. I brought some today.
Snacks?
I love Ziploc bags.
Yeah.
Oh, they're so multifunctional. Yeah, that's all it is.
Oh, man.
And in LA, we're full of Peter Pans and, like, you know, the idea of settling down is something that doesn't exist.
Oh,
the
reason
Aristotle's just in there looking at me like, damn, girl, you got it in one. I ain't ever growing up.
I know.
Oh,
I mean,
sorry to hear.
I don't know if you caught much of the rest of Drunksmith after you left, but during one of the episodes, I fully admitted my relationship and my long distance status.
What drink number was that?
I think 11. I think it's when Jerry came on. I don't remember. I haven't listened to Drunksmith.
No,
it was just perfect.
Anyway, whatever. But my point is that a lot of people tell me that the reason this one's working out is because I'm not dating someone in Los Angeles.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah. The longest last relationship was a long distance in New Zealand.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That was great.
That was a
and
good one.
And he was
one.
Very excited.
Yeah,
he was great.
Okay.
Jeez,
well, now we know what we have to work on.
Yeah, I'm just like kind of setting you up for content for 2019.
Find Maud a boyfriend that's not going to run away.
I know.
And I'll just bring a little violin everywhere I go.
In a baggie.
speaking of people who are not going to run away, this is my segue into we should do some emails.
Okay. Yeah.
From our listeners. Well,
thank you for the wine,
that's
first off.
Oh, yes, that wine. We're each going to take a bottle.
It looks
maybe
awesome.
Do we have to give a bottle to Alex? We might
no.
have to go.
I will fight him.
We'll give him Teen Titans Go. Get the wine.
It's a Malbec.
Okay, so we do have a few that were like goodbye, Alex. But I did want to say, like, this is from James Robinson. He wrote, "Hello, 4-H crew. Just listened to Drunksmith Day 5, and while I will be sad to see Alex go, I believe you hit it out of the park with Maud Garrett as his replacement. So I say goodbye to Alex and welcome Maud.
Welcome, Maud.
We were getting some real good, some real good responses to you coming on. So no pressure.
You're validated.
I know. I've been feeling
yourself.
The pressure all day.
Really?
Yeah.
All
There's
day.
No need to feel any pressure on this show.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's quite daunting because it's like, yeah, we only chose, I'm not a dude.
Yeah, but we only chose you because you have blonde hair like Alex.
Well, does that mean I've got to cut it short and spike it?
Spike it.
Oh, there you go. Spike it. This is from Joseph S. He wrote, R.I.P. Alex.
Joseph S. I killed him. Yes,
yes, exactly.
That's fair.
He says, writing, and hello to you all. Hello, Tom. I am writing right after finishing Drunksmith Day 12 and just wanted to say that you have my honest condolences on the passing of Alex. He will be remembered fondly and live in our hearts. As soon as I finished that edition, not episode, I pulled up See You Again by Wiz Khalifa and some generic white guy. It hit me in what would be my heart if I had one.
I love Joseph.
I know. Here is hoping you, me, and we can all get through our grief together. Also, out of pure rebellion, I will be referring to She Who Shall Not Be Named as not Alex until such a time as I am satisfied that she was a better choice as host over Tom. Tom is still here. Tom is still a host of this
show. Yeah,
but
I'm a co. You guys are the hosts.
You're psyched. I know. But it's just, you have a more adorable position. He goes, I am assuming it will take all of 2.5 minutes of the first episode. So we've already got him. Joseph F.
I just wanted to, every time someone mentions anything Voldemort-like, I get the picture from, oh, I love it so much, Goblet of Fire, where Voldemort puts his finger up to Harry's head to touch him, but
his
robe goes all the way down his arm, so there's this long...
Oh, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Oh, God. So that's me now.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. And then we had a few. Do we want to do an email into a story? I feel like we should do that.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
I'll do that, and then you can take over stories.
Sure.
But we had a few people write in about this, including my friend Cheryl from Space Camp, who I've talked about on the show before. She texted me this. This is from, but this email I'm reading is from Jessie Anderson. She says, hello, Allison, Maude, and Tom.
Yay.
While that will take a little getting used to, looking forward to hearing Maude on the show. Yay.
Yeah.
I'm probably not the first to send this in, but it seems to be oh so relevant to the half hour happy hour. Also, not gonna lie, I'm shocked my neighbors haven't called the police for similar scenarios in my home. Oh. And I thought this was a perfect story to start with Maude.
I'm so interested.
It's entitled, Why Don't You Die? Australian man's altercation with spider prompts police response. An Australian man's anguished pleas for a spider's death triggered a police response after passerby alerted authorities to what they feared might be a violent domestic disturbance. And it was just a gigantic spider.
Yeah.
Which is probably what I would have been yelling. Yes.
Oh, yeah. I've done it so many times. You spray it or whatever it is, and then it just like... keeps moving. You're like, are you kidding?
No. Why won't you die? Oh, it said he reported hearing a man repeatedly yelling, "Why don't you die?" along with the sound of a screaming child.
No.
Both him?
Yes.
Police spoke with all parties who advised that husband had only been trying to kill a spider. He has a very serious fear of spiders and apologized for the inconvenience to the police.
I wonder how big this spider was, because I hate killing spiders. Yeah. Yeah. But like,
it's Australia. It's big.
Yeah.
And they're all deathly. They'll all kill you.
I think this one might be a huntsman spider.
Which they're actually safe, right? They're the ones that hang out on the bathroom doors.
Right.
I told you about Max.
Yes.
Max had five legs. The leg span is probably the size of your face.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It's a giant spider.
Long legs.
Got a big face.
I will say this is a great sentence that I just read at the end of this article. It says, Australia has the dubious distinction of having one of the world's highest spider-to-human ratios.
I think they even said that if spiders realized that they could actually team up, they could destroy Australians, humans.
Oh, yeah. They could eat all of us, I think they said.
Oh, God.
Which is that something they do if we were sitting around dead? Would they eat us?
I don't know.
Do spiders eat dead meat like us?
Oh, God. Let's not find out.
I didn't get scared at all. I was like, yeah, if that's what has to happen.
Were you never scared of spiders?
No.
Really?
No.
Oh, my God.
It's just normal to you.
For me to be,
what kind of world is that?
I'm scared of cane toads.
What's a cane toad?
A cane toad is huge. Is how we're dying. I've had a lot of thought about this.
How we're dying? You mean like Australians? I die.
Well, humans.
So the cane toad in the 50s was brought over from Hawaii to eliminate the cane beetle. But what happened with the cane toad is that it ate the cane beetle, it ate the cane, and it ate everything else. There's a study where they rolled a ping pong ball past a cane toad, and it jumped on it, tried to have sex with it. When it realized it couldn't, it ate it.
Oh my God.
That's what a cane toad is. It's got no natural predator because it's got poisonous glands. I like to think of it like Blastoise, the Pokemon, where it's got those two cannons there.
Yeah.
It squirts poison out of that.
What?
So it can kill
things. So it's like a velociraptor that shoots the slime.
No, that's not a velociraptor.
Nothing
that's
can kill it.
That's one of the things with the thing on the side of it.
Is that a velociraptor?
No.
Velociraptors just eat you. Yeah,
I'm talking about
that was
the
a good
movie.
Velociraptor.
Okay,
for the movie, the velociraptors don't spit anything.
Doesn't it shoot something in Wayne Knight's face?
Yeah, but
no,
that's
not a velociraptor. That's the one with the things on the side of its face.
We're doing the thing, for sure.
So, anyways, so yes, it shoots poison.
Yes, and no natural predator. It started off in Queensland, and it's gone all the way. It's like, I think, over about half of Australia by now.
Did we talk about this? Or I saw some study of this where there's just an Australian guy who drives around rolling. he drives over them in his car.
Yes.
He just drives around and like hits cane toads.
So, all Mad Max
because they're
on
like all over the place.
Yes, in Queensland where I grew up.
Yeah.
So Queensland, we copped a lot of flack. Does that make sense?
Sure.
For being bad drivers, but we're not. We're just driving to kill cane toads on the road.
Swimming all over the road.
But guys, they're big. They look like a cow took a dump and then it started hopping. Like, that's what it looks like. And they can be quite big.
Yeah.
And I remember, you know, 18-year-old Maud, because that's the drinking age in Australia, getting obliterated and then getting out of the taxi at 3 a.m. and then realizing there's a cane toad plonked on the front doorstep.
Ooh.
What do you... What? So drunk, you're like, I don't care.
No,
step over it.
No.
What'd you do?
I phoned home. I rang and heard the phone ring until I heard a parent get out of bed
with a shotgun to blow the thing away.
We said, "Come save me."
Yeah, I was like,
"I can't do it." Oh, bloody hell, Mort, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
To your credit, I think I've told this story on the show, but I once was driving. I was coming home late at night and I was driving down my driveway and there was a giant fucking spider hanging in the middle of the driveway.
Yep. Been there.
Just like threaded across from house to house, a giant spider. And I was like, nope. I parked my car on the street. And I was like, not driving through that because it was my biggest fear that I would just drive through and the spider would get into my car and kill
me. Lay babies, too.
Oh!
And it's happened to like a few of my friends where the spiders get in their car.
Yes!
Wait, so can the cane toad kill you or no? It's poisonous, but it's not like gonna attack you.
No, a lot of people will use it with a golf club to thunk, get it around. But the humane way to kill them is to catch them in a plastic bag and put them in the freezer.
Hey, you love plastic.
Put them in the freezer.
Yeah, so they freeze to death. But it's like they go into
humane.
They go into hibernation.
So they don't even realize. Never wake up.
Yeah. So they don't realize it. But like to have to put a bunch of cane toads in the freezer for humane.
Yeah, Jesus.
Humanity.
There had to be some Australian who tried to eat a cane toad at one point, right?
My dog tried to eat a cane toad and nearly died.
Aww.
Oh, but Promite died anyway. So.
Aww. Yeah. Wait,
what was that little violin I brought?
Do we have another story?
There's a picture of it!
You brought up a picture of a cane toad!
I don't like them!
This looks like a regular toad.
No,
toad has been found in NSW. What the hell
New
is
South
that
Wales.
Mean? Oh, New South Wales.
It shouldn't
Wales.
Even be. Oh, they're so big. God. Look how gross they are. They're just awful.
They're fucking huge.
Oh
my God, that cane toad is eating another frog.
The show has found. Okay, Mod.
Okay, Aristotle, we might have to
Mod's
take that off the screen
heat.
Now.
That was awful.
Let's do another story.
All right.
That doesn't involve cane toads or spiders. How about that?
Okay, how about this one?
Okay.
World's oldest person may have faked her age.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Heard about this.
The woman who is believed the oldest person who ever lived may have padded her real age by 23 years.
That's a lot of years to pad your age.
They have a good reason, they think.
I already know.
Yeah. When Jean Calment died in August 97 in France, her age was reported at 122 years.
Yeah.
Which is a world record.
Yeah.
However, for some reason, Russian researchers are looking into it, they now say that the woman claiming to be this woman was actually the daughter of said woman she was claiming to be.
She took her mother's age.
She took her mother's age, and they say the main reason for that was because of the tax inheritance tax. They were trying to avoid passing on the money and getting taxed.
Oh, my gosh. So she just said she was her mom, so she got all of her mom's...
Because the mom died, I think it says here in 1934, and so she took over... her mom's mantle and said she was 122 when she died. There's other people who are, saying that's not correct. They had their own researchers back in the 90s to verify her age, but these Russian researchers had their own, like, evidence that
Surprised that it's the Russians?
What do they have to gain from this?
I don't know. How many Olympic medals do they want? It's just so in the zeitgeist.
Oldest person is important.
Yeah. Did you guys see the movie Vice over a break?
Not yet.
It's quite good. I still think Adam McKay's other film, The Big Short, is significantly better, but Vice was good and, you know, very educational. Because, like, when I watched The Big Short, it was the first time I ever sort of relatively understood what hedging your bets meant. Like, the way he explained everything, I was like, oh, I guess I
kind of get it. Was that the one with Ryan Gosling?
The Big Short?
Yeah.
No. That's Crazy Stupid Love.
No.
Is Ryan Gosling in the Big Short?
Yeah. There was one about the stock market. How they played the stock market.
Yeah, it's with Christian Bale and Steve Carell. I don't think Ryan Gosling's in it.
There is another one. He is in it.
No, is he?
Is he
in The Big Short? Oh, God, there's so many people in it. I can't remember.
I don't know.
Anyway.
Anyway, Vice.
Vice.
Oh, I'm sorry. No. You missed a crucial part there.
Oh.
You were right, Maud.
Oh, you were there right.
I like Maud.
Glossed over that.
Sorry. Oh, God. Is this something I have to get used to now? Is this what the podcast has turned into? Because I'm going to be honest. You're going to be way more right about this pop culture stuff than any of us have ever been on this
show. That's true.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the past 4 years of doing this show. Oh, you're right. Look, Ryan Gosling. He's all even right, on the cover. I'm the worst.
Did it win? Sorry. You were like, oh, yeah. Anyway, moving on. I was like, wait a minute.
So the past 4 years of doing this show have been Alex and Tom and I just being like, you know, the guy who looks like that thing, whatever, we'll figure it out. And you're clearly going to know all this stuff. Oh. Now I forget why I brought up The Big Short.
Why? Adam McKay. Vice.
You said you preferred Big Short better because you made
it
understood.
But it was something because you said something with the article we were just talking about, the woman. Oh, the estate tax. Bam.
Oh, it feels good.
Thank you. I had to talk myself through that. And, like, you know, clearly it's a movie, but, like, a lot of it's based in truth. And what they're saying is that it was called the estate tax, but then, you know, the Republican Party likes to have much less taxes, and they couldn't get that one taken care of. So they did focus groups, and they were like, well, what if it was named the death tax? And people were like, well, I don't want the death tax. So they just renamed it, and that's why people voted to, like, get rid of it. They just renamed it.
Welcome to America, Maud.
It's also, we do this in all the same time, it's the same reason we now call it climate control and not global warming. Because global warming sounds scary, but climate control sounds manageable.
Yeah. Oh, my.
And so people don't freak out about it when we talk about climate control.
You know what? I may know about little things, but you know things that rock my world.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
All right. That's We're a good team. Yeah. That's a good solid team.
That's what happens with the government here?
Yeah.
That's pretty sneaky.
She sounds so surprised.
Well, and that's the thing. It's like, is it sneaky or is it just smart? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like,
it's branding. Come on.
It's somewhat fraudulent. But,
well, yeah, I guess. You know. But you're right. It's branding. That's what it is. It's branding.
That's why we changed my name to Super Volcano from Pathetic Loser.
Oh, was that what we called you at the beginning?
No.
Well, now your name is White Wine Mandango.
White Wine Mandango.
Can you tell me the story behind that? Yeah.
We never called him Pathetic Loser. Let's be clear about that.
I like to be self-deprecating and stuff. But they called me Super Volcano because for one point we were doing porn movies and what our porn names would be if we were in porn.
Wow, you said that very seriously, like you meant that. Yes. And I was like, what is he talking about?
I'm actually looking to your verification.
There was an article about porn movies and I don't even remember. I think a fan named you Super Volcano.
Probably.
Yeah. Something like that. Yeah. Happening.
But it was supposed to be his poor name. And now that we're the half hour, happy hour ladies night.
Rebranded.
He's a White Wine Mandango, which was the lasting mark that Alex will have on this.
It makes sense. White Wine Ladies Night.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
Mandango.
Right?
What's a Mandango again?
I don't know. He just said that. You know, Mandango Alex just ate my makes baby. Up words.
Didn't even look it up.
A Mandango ate my baby. I feel like we're going to have a lot less mispronounced words on
She'll actually pronounce them much more eloquently than
you will.
What? No. I'd butcher them and then blame the accent.
The accent makes it sound cool, though. So even if you screw it up, it's like, that's awesome.
So we're nearing the end of our very first half-hour, happy-hour, ladies' night episode. Maud, how do you feel about it?
Really good. Just tacking on to the last story.
Yeah.
What age do you think you're going to be when you die?
Oh, Jesus.
Let's see. Well, 38 was a few years ago. So I gotta go forward? I don't know.
My grandmother is 95 and like crushing it.
Wow.
That's crazy.
So I kind of always hope that I have her genes. Mm. And so I think I might get up there.
My grandmother had my mother at 45.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's what I'm like, come on, ovaries.
Yeah.
Don't fail me now.
I know. It's just a friend of mine is pregnant with her second kid right now. Oh, and she's like, I'm 35, so I'm technically a geriatric pregnancy. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, that's insane.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'd probably say 50.
You are making it past 50.
I don't know.
79.
79? That's a good number.
Do you know, I know how I'm going to die.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
That's kind of eerie.
We'll make sure it happens. Tell me.
I've never had the chicken pox.
Oh, you're going to get shingles.
Then because I've never had it,
that's how you're going to go.
Minutes.
You know, no.
I've got minutes before I die.
They say you can't get chicken pox if you lick a cane frog.
Cane frog toads.
If you lick a candy cane, done.
Oh my gosh. So the flight was like super delayed, and I did my hair, whatever, that same flight. By total coincidence, a friend of mine and her husband and her newborn baby were on the same flight. So, you know, we saw each other when we were boarding. And when we got closer to New York, we hit like god-awful turbulence. Like the type of turbulence where even if you are a frequent flyer like myself, makes you like automatically grab the hand. Like the stuff where you're like, I know I will make it onto the ground. I just hope it is in one piece, you know, like that thing. And we hit that turbulence and I had this thought and I went, Allison, this is not the way you go because you and your friend Tracy are not dying on the same plane. Like that's too weird of a coincidence.
Yeah.
Too weird of a coincidence. It's not how I go. And it just like gave me this piece where I was like, this isn't it. This isn't how I go.
Do you have that though? I noticed that when I had really, really bad turbulence. I was like, okay.
I've had that every once in a while.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, calm, it can't happen, or like, I'm ready to go. And
like, if this is the last day that I have on this earth, okay. I think I did all right.
I've had that. Yeah.
I'm okay.
It completely depends on your state of mind when you've boarded the plane. Because if you've got other shit going on, that's not how you feel. But yeah, I have had that feeling where I've been like, all right. I think, I'm good. Yeah.
I've got a great story to wrap things up.
Sure, good.
Clint Eastwood.
Oh, I like this already.
All right. So I interviewed him for a movie, which is all about like when you're, what was the, it was the 15, 17 to Paris?
Yeah, something like
that. So it was train where.
The true story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they actually used the actors were the people from that heroic event.
Right, yeah, right.
That's crazy.
But I remember talking to him and I was like, have you ever had a near-death experience? And he's like, oh yeah, yes, yeah. I was on a plane.
Oh no!
And the engines just turned off.
Oh,
and it just started dropping.
Like an airliner, or
he was on a plane that was going down over the ocean.
Oh shit!
And I was like, what was going through your head?
Yeah.
And he goes, I don't want to swim.
I like he assumed he was going to survive the crash.
Yeah,
that was it. Swim.
He did, and he swam, and he was like in his 20s.
That all happened. The plane actually crashed?
Yes.
What?
Yes. What?
Yes. The plane crashed and he had to. But I was like, were you fearful of death? And he's like, no, it was like an inconvenience.
Clint Eastwood, come on.
It was an inconvenience. That kind of thing. But the way that he talked about it, I was just like, I want that.
Yeah. I think that comes, like, he strikes me as a man who has lived a fucking life.
Oh, yeah.
So the ability to look at stuff like that is just like, I got it,
Swim. Didn't want to have to get wet.
Didn't want
to. Wow. But I did and I lived.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, okay. Clint Eastwood also, he held back the interview for 45 minutes so he could have a nap.
Oh.
Adorable.
I kind of love that.
It was worth that story.
Wow. That's amazing. Aristotle, do we do it? Are we at a good time?
Yeah, I think we're good.
Did we hit 30-ish minutes?
We're 37.
Oh, look at that. I think that's 30-ish minutes. Yeah. Maude, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Yay, thanks,
this
guys.
Was great.
Welcome, Maude.
Woo. Oof, this will be the last
Voldemort.
Episode. We thank you for being on. Yeah, Voldemort.
Right. She must not
with
be
your
named.
Long, skinny,
that.
White arm.
Harry Potter, come to die.
Everyone, thank you for listening to this very first episode of the Half Hour Happy Hour Ladies Night. If you want to email us, you can still email us at halfhourhappyhourfans@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter, halfhourhappyhr. Please subscribe to us on whatever you listen to us on. iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify. Tune in.
Oh, we're on Spotify?
Yeah, apparently, because I was getting sent links for it all over the my dad's
Spotify? Got Spotify. It's the only thing he's got. He doesn't have a mobile phone, but he's got Spotify.
So what does he have Spotify on? His computer?
Computer.
Yeah. Oh, interesting. Yeah. Well, congratulations, Maude's dad.
Hi, Papa Bear. I love you.
Oh, that was really cute. And that is it for this week's episode of the Half Hour Happy Hour Ladies Night. I'm Allison Hayslip.
I'm Maude Garrett.
And with us, as always, is the White Wine Mandango, Tom Krajewski.
Good evening, ladies.
I want you to be a woo girl with that name.
Woo!
There we go.
It is. All right. It's a good show.